Hello, my name is Gasan.
And my name is Bryn Fitzgerald. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs were all about apples last week. The students conducted a taste test with three different apples. They graphed their results. They made crock pot applesauce and an apple pie, filling the school with the delicious smells of apple and cinnamon. Later in the week, the students read books about apples and created apple art. The apple was the star in almost every subject.
The Fawns read the book Stella Luna and learned some bat facts. Then the students compared bats to birds and identified differences. In writing workshop, the students wrote letters to Stella Luna telling her how much they knew about bats. In art, the Fawns are making jack-o'-lantern puzzles out of painted craft sticks.
The Wolves have finished their self-portraits. The pictures are matted and hung on the wall. Every year, the students at GES make a self-portrait, increasing their skills and techniques every year as they mature. This year, the Wolves focused on proportion and shading as a pre-writing exercise. The students brainstormed words about autumn. The kids were encouraged to think about words to describe autumn and the way it smells, sounds, feels, and looks.
In writing workshop, the Lynx are talking about word choice. The students are doing two things in their writing this week: cutting away words that are just not needed or interesting, and focusing on using strong verbs and adjectives to say exactly what they mean. In Phi Ed, the students are learning how to play and score the game of badminton. At the end of the unit, there will be a tournament and a happy champion team.
The Otters made gack in math class. Gack is a gooey Play-Doh-like substance made of Elmer's glue, borax, and water. This activity solidified what the students had been learning about proportion and ratios. The Otter class has a class council of six students. The council makes important decisions and plans parties. The class council already hosted an ice cream sundae party when the class finished writing their classroom rules.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Bryn.
And Gus.
Have a great day.